Hey gang, I'm Coach Christy. I want to start this podcast by saying thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my podcast today. I want you to know that your attention is important to me, and the fact that you're willing to give up a piece of your day, your most precious, most valuable asset, which is your time, to take a moment to listen to what I might have to say, really means a lot to me. I'm the same as any other human being. I really am motivated by the same things as everyone else, and that has a lot to do with feeling heard and feeling understood, and you being here is a part of that for me. So thank you so much. What I want to talk about today is a concept around shame, judgment, and comparison, and understanding how to help ourselves put more time into our horsemanship. I think that it's important to understand that you cannot reap what you did not sow, right? So spending zero time thinking, studying, working on our personal growth, or you know, training our horses isn't going to magically create progress, right? We have to do something. But it is also equally important to understand that we can do a minimal of things and still make a ton of progress. So what I've been noticing with a lot of the folks that I'm coaching right now is, you know, as we go into fall, it is natural for us to lose energy, right? It has to do with the length of the day, right? Your hormones are affected by the length of the day through your pituitary gland, all right? So it's important to acknowledge that and not, you know, resist reality. Eckhart Tolle says that the source of the world's greatest, pain is when we resist reality. That is a reality. When the days get shorter, we will get less. We will have less energy. That's because of the lack of vitamin D. Like, that happens. But it's also important to recognize that just because it's dark outside doesn't mean that I can't improve my horsemanship. So, you know, there are lots of things that I do in the winter time that might not seem to be all that progressive because I'm not doing a lot, you know, with my horses. But in the spring, somehow I managed to like pick up where I left off in the fall and, you know, keep making progress that I find satisfying. So some of the things I do are listen to podcasts, right? I'm careful about the podcasts that I choose, but I do have several people that I listen to, both for personal growth and horse training. You know, the Pirelli program started a podcast and I was all excited, but, it didn't last. I think there's only one or two episodes, so I'm hoping that gets picked back up. So I listen to podcasts. I review study material, right? Because I'm a Pirelli student and instructor, I study material that's available on the Savvy Club. There's so much material available there that there's no possible way that I will ever run out. There's always something to review or learn or understand at a better level. I read a lot, sometimes like actual reading, but I also do a lot of audio books. Most of those are on personal growth, but I really love to listen to Mark Rashid's books. So if you're looking for suggestions on books to listen to, I really, really find Mark Rashid's books super helpful and insightful, and they give me a lot to think about. But I also want to talk to you guys about how little you could do with your horses and still be making progress. Because here's what happens, right? We get on social media and we see, you know, evidence of what looks like reality. And it's not at all anyone's entire reality, right? Where it looks like, you know, somebody we know or love or admire rides every day and, you know, is doing amazing things and blah, blah, blah. I promise you they don't ride every day, unless it's Pat or Linda. They do, actually. I don't ride every day, guys. And a lot of you follow me on my social media platforms and can see that progress still gets made. I don't ride every day. A good week for me would be 4 days. That's always what I'm shooting for. But, you know, sometimes weather, other, you know, commitments, or I just don't feel like it. Right? It happens. That's reality. But I am thinking about my horsemanship every day. I am contemplating what I could do better. And I'm always contemplating how could I better support you guys. So podcasts, you know, training videos, books, all of that stuff. YouTube channels, there's some really amazing information available on YouTube, right? For free. You don't even have to be a member of anybody's club or anything. So there's always something you can be doing, but here's how it works in the nervous system, okay? You look around and you see people doing what you think you want to do, but are unable to for whatever reason, and then you start judging and comparing. And through your judgment and comparison, you start shaming yourself, right? You start feeling guilty and shameful because you're not doing enough to achieve your heart's desire when it comes to your horses. Every time you do that, you're going to make it harder for you the next day to do anything. Our nervous system is wired very similarly to our horses in that we will be motivated to do things that make us feel good, and we'll be equally motivated. It's actually more motivated. There's more emotional intensity involved, which it gives us more drive to avoid things that make us feel bad. So if every time you do something, like listen to a podcast, maybe even it's, you know, grooming your horse and hanging out with him and loving on him, just breathing in their scent, right? If we tell ourselves every time we do that, that that's not enough, right? That that's not valuable, that we should be doing more, you're going to make it harder for you to do more tomorrow because there is pain involved in shame, all right? So what I really would encourage everyone to start doing is start really listening to that inner gremlin, all right? Understand that that voice in your head is not you. It isn't you. You are the awareness that there is a voice in your head. That voice in your head, what it says, has been conditioned in you, and if you haven't been the one doing the conditioning, it was put in there by someone else, all right? It could have, and it happens in childhood. I was lucky in my childhood in one aspect, not in all aspects, right? I have parents who abandoned me, so that leaves some scars. But what I was lucky in that I had amazing teachers, kindergarten through 12th grade. I started in kindergarten. Mrs. Donkersloot at the Brighton Elementary School in Brighton, Iowa, was a fantastic teacher. She was kind and loving, but also good at setting boundaries. She made learning fun, and my initial introduction into, you know, formal education told me that I was good at learning, right? And I don't know if I was or I wasn't. I was five. I don't remember. I remember lessons around that involved like this fuzzy board where there were, you know, images that stuck to the board. You know, we'd talk about things like the weather and identifying words and letters and numbers and stuff like that. I remember the smell of our kindergarten room, but I always remember it. I have happy emotions associated with going to school. Like anybody else, there are times in my education that I didn't have such happy feelings, but it wasn't around learning. And that all started with my first experience with a teacher, Mrs. Donkersloot. So thank you, Mrs. Donkersloot, for installing a belief in me that I'm good at learning. I do believe she tried to do that for all of us. And, some people probably didn't have as good of a deal at home. My dad always referred to me as intelligent. It's not that I always had great things from my dad, but one thing that my dad did do for me is he always reinforced in me that he believed that I was smart. And that also, of course, made a huge difference. So there's a monologue, right? There's a voice in my head that was programmed by someone else. I didn't put that there. Mrs. Donkersloot put it there. My dad put it there. And all the following teachers reinforced my beliefs. Mr. Vogler, Mrs. Bass, Mrs. Schneider, all of you, thank you so much for giving me a great K-6 education, and I appreciate that so much, right? And so, listen, you got to identify that inner voice, and if it is something that is not helping you, right, that is pulling you down, making you feel bad, engaging in, shaming yourself through judgment and comparison, then reprogram it. And the way we reprogram it is by deliberate mantras, all right? Mantras aren't the end-all be-all, right? Positive self-talk isn't going to, turn your life upside down, but it will help you Stay motivated. Okay. So every time you do a little something with your horse, anything, all things, even if it's like thinking about what could I do better tomorrow and formulating a plan, that all counts. Okay. And give yourself some credit for that. Every effort you make to try to figure them out and give them the best deal possible to enrich their lives, right? That's what we're doing when we're grooming them and cleaning their paddocks and cleaning their water troughs and things like that. We're just trying to give them a good life, and you should count that. Feel grateful for that, and you know, give yourself some credit for all of the effort you put into giving them a good life. And in doing so, you will help yourself stay motivated and give yourself more and more energy to work towards your horsemanship journey versus, you know, feeling bad and not good enough and doing less and less. Okay. I am here to help you. Anytime you need, you can reach out to me via email. Reach out by emailing me at coach@thecoachchristy.com, and I'd be happy to answer your questions, make suggestions, anything at all in regards to your horsemanship journey. I'm here for you. So I'm going to leave you with this thought. You cannot reap what you did not sow, all right? But every little moment of trying to sow counts, all right? Zero sowing equals zero reaping. There's no way around that. You got to do something. But what you do every day, even if it's only 10 minutes of study or listening to a podcast, reading a book, studying your Savvy Club material, you know, any of that counts and should be celebrated, all right? Give yourself some credit, give yourself some grace, and at the end of the day, you'll live a better horse life. Thank you so much again for listening to me. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would consider it a close personal favor if you would like, comment, rate, review, and share. Have a great day. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.